The peace of God be with you all. This morning, we're going to change the theme a little bit. We're going to be reflecting on the theme, Finishing Strong by God's Grace. Finishing Strong by God's Grace. And I'm going to use the scripture, Ecclesiastes 7, 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. And I read, "The end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together this morning. Father, many began the journey of this year, but not all have come this far. It is by your grace and mercy that we are still standing as we hear your word today. May it stir up faith in us, strength in us, and determination to finish this year strong, not in our power, but by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Beloved, we are now in the last quarter of the year 2025. See, in most of the sports here in the United States, they are played in quarters. And businesses are run in quarters. They do reflection of their results every quarter. And we are in the last quarter of the year, September. It is a time of reflection. It's also a time to prepare for 2025. Because during this time, we put together plans towards 2025. Amen? See, many of us started the year in zeal, but we lost momentum along the way. For some, the year began with excitement. So for some of us, it began with New Year's resolution, dreams, and expectations. But as the months passed, challenges came. Some of us feel weary. Some of us feel disappointed. And some of us are yet grateful. God's desire is not that we start well, but that we also finish strong. This is possible not by our might, but by his grace. It is not by human strength. Beloved, the way you finish matters more than how you begin. The way you finish a race matters more than how you begin. God is not only the Alpha, he's also the Omega. He wants to give you strength to finish this year with testimony, with victory, and with joy. Did somebody hear me? God wants you to finish this year with testimony. He wants you to finish this year with victory, and he wants to finish this year with joy. You see, in an Olympic race, it doesn't matter how the runner starts or how fast they start the race. It is about who crosses that finish line, right? In the same way, God does not only desire you to start, but he desires you to finish this last quarter of 2025 strong by his grace. Amen. God's grace is the source of our strength to finish. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, "Being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in us will surely, didn't say will sometimes, will surely bring it to a perfect end until the day of Jesus Christ. The same God who started with you in January is the same God who is with you in September, and he will be the same God who will be with you in December. Hallelujah. He will carry you through. God does not abandon projects. The God that we serve, he does not abandon projects. When he starts, he finishes. He completes them. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is by grace. And grace is God's enabling power to do what we cannot do by ourselves. Your plans might not be coming together. You've tried different things since January, and it doesn't seem to work. His grace is sufficient to finish you. His grace is sufficient for you to finish 2025, the last quarter of 2025. If somebody's heard me, say amen.
Amen.
Whatever slowed you down in the first quarter of the year, God's grace can lift you up in the final stretch. See, think about it this way. Think about a runner, right? I like sports. Think about a runner who in the middle of the race stumbles and falls, but gets up again and starts running towards the finish line. See, the audience, it doesn't matter to them. They don't remember that the person fell. They only remember the determination to go and finish the race. Hallelujah. God's grace helps us to rise again. Even if we stumbled earlier in the year, his grace is there for us. Trust God to perfect that which concerns you. He will perfect it before the end of the year. But finishing strong requires focus. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2 says, let us run the perseverance, the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes only on Jesus, the pioneer and finisher of our faith. Some versions say the author and the finisher of our faith. Many started well but lost focus along the way. Distracted by trials, distracted by disappointments, distracted by offenses. To finish this year strong, you must focus. You must fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, not the storms. See, when Jesus called Peter and said he should come when he walked on that stormy water, for as long as Peter had his eyes gazed on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But the moment he lost that focus and he looked at the storm, he began to sink. Lay aside distractions and focus on Jesus. Identify and remove every spiritual weight that is weighing you down. Fear, doubt, bitterness, unforgiveness. Cut off the distractions and realign yourself with God's purpose. Because finishing strong means keeping the faith. In the last quarter of the year, the enemy may try to shake your faith with delay. The enemy may try to shake your faith with disappointment, with discouragement, with unanswered prayer. I'm not afraid of unanswered prayers. I always believe that help is on the way. Hallelujah. And I want you to do the same. If you have an unanswered prayer, it's not because God is not hearing you. It is not because God is not listening to you. It is not because God has abandoned you. He's still in the workshop. Hallelujah. He's still working on your behalf. His angels are bringing your answer, but they have to fight the enemy to get to you. And therefore, you will experience delay. It is not a denial. Amen. You remember the story of Job. Though he lost everything, he did not lose his faith. And in the end, God gave him double of what he had. Finishing strong means trusting God, even when you don't understand his ways. You may not understand what is going on in your life, but I want you to trust him. Expect a greater ending this year. Expect a greater ending this year. For God is with you. If you don't lose your focus, if you don't lose your faith, you will realize that he is with you. Now, he may not give you exactly what you're looking for. And that's okay. He's our Father in heaven, and he knows what is best for us. He may not give you that knife, because he knows when he gives you the knife, you might cut yourself. You might stab yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So when you ask for something, and God does not give it to you, don't worry. It just means it's not fit for you. Amen. God reserves the best for the end. When you finish strong, you enter the new year with testimony, with confidence, and with joy. But even then, don't give up. Don't give up on your goals. In some circles, when goals are not achieved during one quarter, the same goals are set for the other quarter. And it's okay to do that. Because timing is important, and God understands that. God knows that timing is important. Continue to work towards them. See, heaven itself celebrates those who endure to the end. My encouragement to you this morning is don't give up on your goals this last quarter. Keep working on them, for God is with you. Let your faith be strong in him, and he certainly will show himself. Live with expectation that this quarter will bring divine surprises and breakthroughs. Sometimes we don't have expectations. We just live life day by day without any expectations. Set some expectations for yourself this last quarter and see if God will not bring through divine breakthroughs for you. Close this year in prayer. This last quarter, be strong in your prayer. Give thanks to God this last quarter. Forgive one another this quarter and renew your dedication to Christ. As I bring my message to a close this morning, I want to encourage you. The year is not over yet. God is still working. He's still in the workshop. He's working on your behalf. What is most important is not how you started. What is most important is how you finish. If you are weary this morning, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. If you feel like you're behind, the last lap of the race can change the outcome. With God, it's not too late. And if you are grateful for how far God has brought you, praise God. And let your thanksgiving overflow into testimony. A lot of us, we don't like to share testimonies because it kind of opens some windows into how our lives are faring or how we are doing in our lives. But I tell you what, another brother, another sister needs to hear that testimony so that they can also believe in the God that you believe in. Amen. Have faith. It's not too late. It's not about how you start the race. It's about how you finish it. Amen. Let us all be upstanding as we enter into a time of prayer. Asedanka o nyame nyamia oni enwo asking God to renew our strength. Renew our strength to finish this year strong. Lift up your voice and ask Him, preserve me, O Lord. Preserve me. Protect me, Father. Protect me. Shield me. Shield me. Give me the strength. Give me the endurance to finish this year strong. Deliver me from every evil scheme. Oh, let your grace be upon me. Father, let your grace be upon your people. Let your people, oh, be enabled. Oh, strengthen your people, oh Lord. Strengthen them to finish this year strong. Let your grace, let your grace be with us. He's restoring homes. He's restoring marriages. for victory. Pray for victory towards the end of the year. Pray for victory that your victory will come before December. Your victory will come before 2026. Your victory will come. Your victory will come. Oh, the Lord will put a song on your lips. He will put a testimony in your mouth. Oh, begin to pray. Oh, say, Lord, grant me victory. Oh, as I finish this quarter. Oh, grant me joy. Oh, grant me victory. Grant me victory. Grant me peace. Oh, grant me stability in health. Oh, stability in my finances. Oh, in my home. Oh, grant me victory. Grant me victory. Grant me victory. Grant me victory. Grant your people victory, O Lord. Oh, put a song in their mouths. Father, give them testimonies. Oh, to your glory. Give us testimonies to your glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This year with victory. Help us end with joy and testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.